This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Grace Church on the west side of downtown Wilmington, Delaware, is not the place you would expect to find a commercial kitchen pumping out barbecue sauce, vegetarian tacos, cups of water, rice, and other tasty items. But that is the new home of the Wilmington Kitchen Collective, a group of entrepreneurs backed by a rare combination of religious and corporate groups. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more from the Delaware desk.
This massive Methodist church built in 1868 will soon become home to a group of 11 entrepreneurs in the Wilmington Kitchen Collective. The group, including food truck operators and caterers, will share time in the kitchen starting later this summer. Among those entrepreneurs is Derek Allen. His culinary journey started when he tossed out his oven as part of plans to renovate his home in Claymont after moving from Philly. He put off replacing the stove for 4 or 5 years, choosing instead to cook all of his meals on the outdoor charcoal grill.
So obviously over that time, I got fairly good, like really good. So I started doing my own recipes.
That led to the creation of DNA Food Services, the barbecue sauce and catering company he operates alongside his wife. Like many entrepreneurs, Allen quickly learned you need more than good ideas, talent, and tasty food to run a successful business.
You really do need support. You really do need somebody to say, hey, I'm here with you. I'm here to support you.
The Wilmington Kitchen Collective provides that support with technical assistance and advice, help paying for their $1,000 business license, and a commercial kitchen to call home.
Without the Kitchen Collective, we would not have the initiative to start our own business. It just probably would not have happened.
Laura Semmelroth of the Wilmington Alliance hopes the collective becomes a community of its own.
We are here for all those entrepreneurs. The entrepreneurs will eventually be there for each other because they'll be working in this space together, supporting each other, hopefully hiring each other. You know, it'll be sort of a built community, if you will.
Wilmington Alliance was formed in 2019 in part to create inclusive economic opportunities in the city. Some of the biggest employers in Wilmington are the group's backers.
Wilmington Alliance, a couple years ago, had identified a need for entrepreneurs to have a commercial kitchen space to be able to really thrive, grow their business, and really work in Wilmington.
As director of creative placemaking for the Alliance, Semmelroth helps shape the collective with a rare combination of support from religious and corporate groups. While the kitchen in the church's basement is still under construction, that support from religious and business sectors is firmly in place. Pastor Chelsea Spires of Wilmington's Riverfront Ministries helped shepherd the collective over the finish line. She said helping these culinary hopefuls is a part of fulfilling her spiritual calling to help those in need.
My faith calls me to show up in those needs and calls me to use the gifts that I have and the relationship building that I have and that we have as a community to show up in people's lives, not just when they walk in our doors for worship, but all the time.
She also points out there's been a long culinary connection to faith throughout church history.
Jesus was all about meals, and Jesus was all about feeding people, and Jesus was all about showing up in ordinary elements. And so for us as a church, it's about recreating some of that, going back to our roots of food and continuing to grow into it.
In addition to corporate support from agricultural chemical giant Corteva, the collective is also financially supported by both the Newcastle Presbytery and the Peninsula Delaware Conference, which represents more than 400 United Methodist churches in Delaware and Maryland. Their support is having a trickle-down effect, with other local churches and denominations stepping up to support the effort. Work on the kitchen will continue into July, with hopes for the first meals to be made sometime in August. Derek Allen hopes the kitchen will help him and his wife launch their new food truck and increase sales of their signature 22-ingredient barbecue sauce.
I joke that it's twice as good as KFC chicken because they only have 11 herbs and spices.
From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.